All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our regular board meeting on Tuesday, November 7th at 5:30 p.m. Item number one. May I please have someone do the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Righty. Thank you very much. Item number two, roll call. Let the record show that all directors are present this evening. And item number three, agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
I second that.
All righty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Agenda's approved. And we'll move on to item number four, public comments. Do we have any public comment tonight?
Oh, wait. Stan's moving.
Thank you. Please state your full name.
Stan Souders.
Thank you.
We have a siren, civil defense siren that's on the fire station. I would like for you guys to look into getting this thing reinstated, so in case we have something like happen in Hawaii, we can then notify people, even if it's, we can just let them know there's something happening. Or if it goes off, get the heck out of town. We don't need something to happen like they did in Hawaii. But something to think about, something to look into if you would possibly. Fire Safe Council is looking into this also.
Is this on the fire station?
Yep.
Okay, it's not the one on the side of the
hill. No. Okay. There's the one on the side of the hill?
Yeah. Well,
more the merrier. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
All righty. Are there any other public comments? All righty. Moving on to item number five, agency reports. It looks like we have quite a few agencies today. This is great. Whoever would like to go first? Do we have LA County here? Thank you. Sorry.
Gotta go on.
Please, yeah, go to the mic, and if you could state your name, that would be great for the record. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good evening. I'm Deputy Andrew Cronin from Palm Hill Station, the resident deputy for this part of the county. Was invited to come up here. The invite was sent to Camp Schaefer, was sent to me, so I will try to make sure I come up here a lot more often. I don't have anything for you guys tonight. I didn't know what you guys needed from me. For future, I don't know what you go kind of report you guys need from me. But if you guys let me know, I can use crime stats, stuff like that, which usually is pretty much not much, especially during the winter times. And during the winter times, when there's snow, I will try to be up here when I can.
Yep. Yeah.
And help, because I was at the winter traffic meeting, so that's pretty much it. So, does the board have any questions?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for being here. Yeah, if you could come with stats, that would be really helpful, especially during the winter time because we have so much going on up in like the Mountain High area. It'd be helpful if you came and reported on that. We would appreciate it.
Yeah, for traffic stuff, I won't be too much of that. That's just CHP's handle. They'll be able to. But any type of crime stuff and like snow plate and stuff like that, that's what I'll end up taking care of. So, that's pretty much it. Anybody else have any questions?
No. We appreciate you being here. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you for showing.
Thanks for making the drive for fun.
It's overtime.
Oh, yeah. There you go. You're welcome.
All right. San Bernardino County Fire. Thanks for being here.
Hi. My name is Brandon McGarvey. I'm a captain here at our local station. We also have engineer Jen Meesher and firefighter paramedic Ryan Murphy with us tonight. For October, I have our call stats. We had a total of 61 calls out of our station. 30 of them were medical aids. Nine of them were fire-related calls, which include structure fires, vehicle fires, or any type of vegetation fire. Seven of them were traffic collisions. And 15 of them were public assists, fire alarms, or outside investigations. Between that category, there's 15 of those. In general, so Captain Wright is another captain at our station, and he brought up that he attended Fire Safe Council, and they brought up the sirens. So we had a captain's meeting for our division a few days ago, and Captain Wright was there, and he brought it up to our chiefs, and they're looking into that siren. I'll be honest, the personnel at the station, we aren't very familiar with it because it hasn't been in service as far as we know, ever, unfortunately. It's above us, and my bosses are looking into that, sir. Now that we're getting into our colder season, I just wanted to pass on some info that we always try and spread out to the public whenever we're at meetings. So for winter prep tips in general, we all know how bad last year was. But we just remind everyone to stock up on food, water, and medicine. We have sand and sandbags available at our station. Gas meters. So we remind everyone to keep the area around your gas meter clear. Clear it of snow and inspect it after we have snowstorms. So for those of you that don't know, Lake Arrowhead and Crestline last year, we had several homes explode because of issues with their gas meter. Thankfully, we didn't have any up here, but we definitely don't want that to happen. So we're trying to be proactive about that. For our heaters, we recommend having your heater serviced by a professional before it comes a time that you have to use it. We just had to get ours fixed at the station. We had a control board go out. So we just remind people to have that serviced ahead of time. And then, of course, chimney sweep if needed. Always take care of that proactively. So to recap some of the things that our department has been doing and stuff at the station in preparation for our busy time in the winter. On busy weekends, we're still going to staff an additional medic ambulance, so that we'll have two out of Station 14. Fire Station 10 in Phelan now has a second ambulance. So good thing about that is they're back up to us up here. They're back up to us up here when our ambulances are gone. So during the last major storm last year, we upstaffed our snowcat with three personnel. So we have a snowcat at our station, and it works very well. Right now, we cross-staff it. So if we happen to need it tonight for a freak storm, our three personnel on the engine would leave the engine, and we would move over to the snowcat and bring as much gear as we can. Last year, during the heavy snow, we upstaffed it, so we had three additional personnel. And that wasn't, that was happening no matter what our wishes were. So either we volunteer or we get voluntold to do it. So we had Ryan was on it for several nights in a row. And the good thing about that is it allows our medic engine to be in service too. So that's six firefighters at the station plus two ambulance operators. So I imagine if we do have heavy snow again, I know myself and the crew at the station, we're going to advocate to upstaff that to be able to better serve our town up here. Lastly, we had a partnership with LA County Fire last year. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, but how that stemmed was one of their battalion chiefs was listening to how busy we were on the radio up here running calls on the LA County side. And none of us at the station mind it, but he called our battalion chief and said that he feels like they weren't holding up their end of the bargain and that they didn't know we were so busy during the winter. So one of the things they did is they sent a patrol to our station, and on the busy weekends, they also ran calls out of there too. Their mission was primarily LA County side, but their extra manpower either way, whether it's there or here for us. So, yeah, that's all I have to report. Did you guys have any questions for me? Okay, thank you.
Not. Thank you for being here. All right. Do we have any other agencies?
No.
Okay. All right, moving on to item number 6, consent calendar from October 3rd, 2023. Anyone look that over. Are there any corrections or...
I'll make the motion to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
All righty. Consent calendar is approved. Moving on to item number 7, general manager's report.
Okay. Now that fall has arrived, our Parks and Rec is starting to slow down. Softball had their playoffs on October 22nd with the Master Batters winning the championship this season. Adult dance also ended on October 22nd, and a free community dance social was held on October 29th to help promote future classes. There's one class left of the Children's Creative Movement and Ballet class on November 11th, with a recital for both classes on November 18th at 10 and 11 a.m. here in the community building. It should really be a fun time. We're planning on offering cornhole and more dance classes after the holidays, along with a few other surprises. Over the past few months, I've received several complaints regarding the new zip line, I don't know what that is called, the zip line park thingy. Anyway, it's a piece of equipment that's kind of like a mini zip line. And it's too high for the children to reach, and the moms are having struggling to lift their kids up. Unfortunately, we cannot add a step or a ladder to the equipment for liability reasons. So the only resolution would be to lower the actual zip line by about 12 inches, which I've asked Innovative Playground to do, and I'm still waiting to hear back when that will be completed. The district's audit with Edium Payne, I'm hoping, is finished today, but I'll find out more tomorrow. But anyway, it's wrapping up. The winter traffic meeting held on the 18th had an amazing turnout with over 50 agency representatives in attendance. There was a lot of communication and collaborations in ways to make the community a safer place during our winter tourist season. I'll be getting quotes this week. Oh, excuse me. I already ordered the porta-pots, and they will be here on the 22nd, right before the holiday shop at home. And I also have the septic pumped on October 30th to prepare for the winter. Let's see. A few days after receiving the news that the Lahontan Water Board was out of funds, we received a phone call from Jose Valle de Leon from the Water Board, stating that he wanted to come up and meet with us and walk around town to get a better understanding of our needs. He came to Wrightwood along with John Morales, also from the Water Board, and we discussed our concerns with the septic in our downtown area. We discussed our ideas about the wastewater treatment units, which they were very impressed with. They will do some more research on the system to see if it will be feasible for our community. In the meantime, I was told to resubmit our application so that we can be on the top of the list for the next round of funding, which should be shortly after the first of the year. And in case you haven't noticed, our parking lot finally got its much-needed facelift. The multiple sinkholes have been patched along with the asphalt and the ADA ramp on the side building. The cracks have been filled and the slurry and new striping. They will be coming back. If you noticed, if you look closely, some of the cracks have started to spread, which he said is normal when you first do it. So they will be back in a week or two to come back and fill more of those cracks and smooth it out a little more. But I want to thank them for doing an amazing job and very professional and timely manner. I have something I'm going to add real quick to my GM report that's not on here, that I hate to add, but we've been having a lot of misuse of our public bathrooms to the point it's almost a biohazard. So right now, until we can figure out what we're going to do, we're going to only keep the bathrooms open when we are here in the building. So that'll be 8 a.m. to 4. It's only shortening it 2 hours. But right now, we need to do something. Like I said, we'll figure it out, but it's just there are a few days where it's just a mess and we come in and anyway, it's
in terms of like
being taken in
drug use or
drug use,
okay.
Human
human feces on the walls, overflowing the toilets, and this is starting to happen multiple times a week. Yeah.
Have you made a police report?
We have in the past, but lately no, because we don't. I guess we should, because they are leaving paraphernalia in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. What,
so
can you give an overview of what they should look out for or when it's appropriate to call?
What kind of paraphernalia are you talking about?
Well, we've seen needles.
Okay,
careful
needles.
Right. We've seen how they cook on the, we see that a lot.
Okay.
We've actually seen little baggies of white powder.
Okay.
We've seen multiple different.
If you find, baggies with powder in it, that's,
mm-hmm.
it could be a number of things.
Exactly.
You could call, you're on this side,
yeah, right.
So call Phelan Station,
okay.
or whatever, and then they should come up and take that. I don't know what their policy on taking needles, so we don't take needles.
Okay.
I know that much. We just take pictures and we get thrown away. We don't take, we've had too many people get stuck.
Yeah. Right. We're to the point, they're sticking it in, they stick them in cigarette butts.
Yeah.
And throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
They
so.
Stick it in the sides of the toilet paper rolls.
Yeah, so you gotta be careful with that. You need to start getting that stuff documented and reported.
Yeah.
That way, because it just,
it's
which bathrooms are you talking? These ones
right
here.
These public bathrooms.
Outside.
Right there.
Yeah.
In here?
And it's,
do we have
three?
No,
right?
Outside.
Oh, outside.
The
outside.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the outside.
Okay.
Outside.
Yeah. I would just start calling San Bernardino and say, hey, can you have a deputy come up and take a report or look at it, stuff like that. And if I'm up here, I'm allowed to come on this side and play a little bit.
Okay.
So I could always come over and check it out. If I take a report, it'll be a courtesy report for San Bernardino. But
okay.
If there's anybody in there doing drugs, call them, don't confront them. When you pick stuff up, just use gloves.
We do.
Yeah.
Pick sticks. But
sometimes,
the toilet paper.
Don't stress out about fentanyl. Fentanyl, you're not going to have exposure to it.
Okay.
If you get some on your hands, just wash off with hands, soap and water. Don't use hand sanitizer. But just be careful picking up that stuff. Before you pick it up, if you're not comfortable, call. Have somebody come up and look at it, see what it is.
Yeah.
And then the vandalism, obviously, they're...
Yeah.
This is...
Do we have cameras pointed in that direction?
Yes, but not... You can't really see faces.
Okay.
Can
we look into that?
We do know who it is.
Okay.
Is it somebody local around here?
We're not sure. We think what's going on is they travel between Phelan and here and take the bus. And they come up here, do a deal, get high, go back down, do their thing. But they're here... Every other day, at least.
Have San Bernardino 100%. Do extra patrols. Just have them
okay.
extra patrol
I'll give
up
them a
here.
Call.
During the, what time is it during the day?
Pretty much, because these bathrooms lock automatically at night.
So just have them during the day. Just have them do a drive-by and go in and check and see if there's anybody in there doing some shenanigans. And like I said, if I'm up this way, I'll come in and check.
And they'll prop the door open at night. They have automatic locks.
Oh, yeah.
So we try to watch on the cameras, but, we don't catch it every time. They'll rig the lock where we don't even see it.
Yeah, you need to make sure you inspect everything in the morning when you guys get here, and then right before you lock it, before you all leave, make sure.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Now we're going to bolt it as opposed to use the key lock.
Yeah, bolt it and everything and just... if there's any, just have deputies come check in every once in a while.
Okay.
If there's anybody up here, because I don't know what.
Just random drive-by.
Yeah. Just
like
get
that.
It on the radar so they can
nice
come by. And once we get the porta potties, just lock it all together.
We will.
Okay.
Yeah, that way
we do.
Yeah.
Just
winter,
get rid of that.
Okay. Sometimes we look forward to the porta pots just for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
I hate looking at them, but it keeps my status safe.
Absolutely.
And I do think that if it's a known problem and you see and you know that this person, I think we should definitely be calling the police and filing
Absolutely.
A police report every time if that's a problem.
Yes.
And my main concern is as a community, we need access to bathrooms, so we need to kind of nip it quick because there's still like Little League games going on.
Right.
There's still things going on.
Well,
where
the
people
weekends
use
would
the
be
bathrooms.
Open and stuff
yeah,
like that,
yeah.
Definitely.
So I don't think we should be shy about that at all. I think we should make it known that
time.
We are calling
every
the place
time.
Every time, and that this is our community's bathrooms, and it's not going to be stood for. And then maybe they'll move along and go
yeah,
do it somewhere
you,
else.
Once you start taking. Arresting people and citing them and just making them uncomfortable.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Still like, okay, time to go.
Yeah.
As long as they go that way, they don't come this way.
Yeah.
This way. I don't need the headaches. Send them down. Down the road. But yeah, but don't hesitate to call.
Okay.
I mean, you guys should have my number for some reason.
I do. Yours is on my bulletin board.
If for some reason, well, I changed my phone number. It's on the winter traffic thing. So if for some reason San Bernardino can't get up here and I'm out and about goofing off during my day, call me and I'll come up here and check.
Okay.
So I'll come up here and check.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
We don't have men on staff. It's Angela and myself, and our parks girl is a lady too.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not going to approach.
No. Just call
nor
it in.
Should you shouldn't have to approach someone like that.
No.
You
don't
need
approach
to call.
Anybody. Just call. Okay. Like I said, if it's going to take them anywhere, and if I'm down in Little Rock or something, I can scurry up here quickly.
Okay.
It might take me about 10, 15 minutes, but I can get up here just.
I appreciate that.
Do we have the?
Thank you.
I really do.
Do we have the ability to burn the CD and stuff? Because really, you want to. I mean, why not give that to the police too?
Yeah, I think we have 90 days. Is what we had on our keep. The, do you remember? I can.
It sounds correct, but we do have.
But
like
they've been here off and on for 2 years. They were gone for a long time, so I thought it was...
Mm-hmm.
But they're back with a vengeance now.
Yeah. Yeah, we should absolutely call every time.
I will.
I know
okay.
that might be uncomfortable, but it's
probably,
what we need to do to make them uncomfortable
and that's
so
the way
they go away.
Yep. Law enforcement knows that
yeah.
there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then, you know, if it gets to be a problem, then they can maybe set something up or like a surveillance and watch, do whatever, and they can have them.
They did for a while. We had it like 2 years ago
mm-hmm.
when the problem was, and they finally we got them. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Sorry, one sec. Someone's calling. I don't know if we lost Steve.
It could be that Steve, yes. Probably he's no coloring.
Steve?
Hi, Natalie. Sorry, I got this.
Oh, okay. All right. We're back with you. Thank you for calling back. Okay, so sorry you guys have to deal with that. That is
it's more
upsetting,
yeah.
And I'm sorry. So you said that the bathrooms will still be accessible on the weekends because someone's here?
Well, we'll make them accessible when there's Little League and stuff. We can't.
Okay.
Stuff like that, yes.
Okay.
But during the week, it's such light traffic.
Yeah.
It's between me leaving and Angela that they're sneaking in there.
Yeah.
And doing whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
So we're going to be more eyeballing on the cameras and
mm-hmm.
stuff too.
Yeah, so I know like Little League's going to, not this coming weekend, but the following, but then we roll into like the holiday weekend with the, is it Shop at Home and
mm-hmm.
all of the holiday stuff. So by then you will have the porta potties.
Yeah, they're coming the 22nd.
Okay, perfect. So that'll be a good transition.
And also just if we can get another camera or something obnoxiously pointing in that direction with the spotlight, you know, make it uncomfortable.
Yeah, and
those
lights.
That they're being watch.
Yes.
Okay.
We
have
talked
lights
about some lights.
For the park. I just got to figure out how to get them up. And then the cameras, Bruce donated cameras.
Okay.
I can't find someone to install them.
Uh-huh.
So we've been working on that too. Someone told me they were going to try and get me a guy today. Actually.
Like a technical installation or just screwing them
well,
into the wall?
Well, we have Wi-Fi here.
Uh-huh.
Where I'd like to move it to the park.
Uh-huh.
And then the ones that were donated are on a wire. So those would have to be hardwired.
Uh-huh.
And those were all free, and there's like 8 of them. We could do those around the building, and then the Wi-Fi's could go that way.
I have a contact. Somebody reached out and said their son does it a while ago. I forgot about this.
Because I do. I have those solar lights for the parks, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you need help with physical installation, we can help you with that.
Okay.
Yeah, us too.
So, okay, well, that's great. And then I had a couple other questions.
Of course.
Where was it? Okay, so the porta potties, did you order from the same company that we did last year?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you were satisfied with them last year? They came on time and
they
were
really good, yes.
Okay.
I got ordered twice a week, Diamond.
Diamond. Okay.
And I asked them if they could at least match too. like all be the same color.
Oh, that would be
I'm
nice.
I'm sorry.
No, anyway. That's no, that'll be nice. Thank you.
I didn't like her being four different colors.
No, I appreciate that. And then my other question was on the when they told you about the grants for the wastewater and how they're going to be allotting funding at the beginning of the year. Did they allot funding to other places in this last year, or did they just let it kind of...
Not real clear on that.
It didn't seem like he really even knew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where, because one minute we're told there's tons of money, and the next it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that was...
He basically said, submit your application.
Exactly.
And we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. But the same, like they are offering the same thing, like funds for feasibility studies?
Yes, that, okay. Yes.
Okay.
But what type of grant, they don't know.
Okay.
And we went over, like, our current situation up here, and he said based on our socioeconomic status up here and the septic tanks and the downtown situation that we would be really in good standing to get one of the grants.
It was real positive.
Yeah.
Meeting.
Okay.
So,
good.
Because we're not, you know, shit under the rug anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So their direction to you was just resubmit the application,
yep.
And then they would reach out to you around the first of the year next year and give you an update.
Hopefully sooner.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Cool. And then those were my questions. So.
Oh, I got a bunch of questions.
Okay.
On that, but it's agenda items later down.
That's a different grant.
Yeah, that's something
urban
different.
That's
a different grant that we probably won't even discuss tonight because she's
she
not here.
If she shows that she should be here.
Yeah, so that's not on the agenda. We're just talking about Tammy's general manager report.
Okay, so you're talking about these grants.
This is on the agenda for later on. That's item 11.
She was asking about the Lahontan grant?
Yeah, I was asking about what Tammy just reported about their meeting with the Lahontan Water Board.
Okay.
Yeah.
And those grants.
I don't have any questions there because it's moot right now.
Okay.
Do we have a plan? Do we have projects that are set up? Or is this, which kind of money can we get as a grant?
I think it's very preliminary. They approached Tammy, if I remember correctly, to talk about some opportunities that they had, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Tammy is just reporting on what they met and talked about.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone have questions about Tammy's report?
Do you need any help with it, or what's the status of the application for that? Sorry, I didn't specify. The application. Do you need help with that?
I'll let you know.
Okay. Just want to throw that out there.
I've been so focused on the audit this last week.
Yeah, no, of course.
Really
no worries. And then another is Thanksgiving closure. Are you guys planning on closing the office for Thanksgiving? And if you wanted to elaborate on that so the people know.
The office will be closed for Thanksgiving holiday.
And the day after?
And the day after,
okay.
Yes.
Great.
That's it.
Great. Any other questions? Okay, thank you, ladies, for your work this month. I know you guys have been working hard, and it's appreciated, so thank you for this update. And, I guess I had one more thing. What was your takeaway from the kids' dance classes? Did you feel that it was successful and everyone enjoyed it?
Yeah, and I think we may be starting an adult. We have a lot of moms that were very interested, and so we're thinking of possibly starting some kind of adult ballet movement.
That's
for
fun.
The winter.
Great.
So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, I actually do see that's number 10, so I guess you can elaborate on that. So, all right. Well, thank you. If we don't have any other questions for the ladies, then we will move on to item number 8, September 2023 financials and October 2023 financials discussion.
Tammy, I had a question just on the reporting. So on the deposits and disbursements page where you do month by month the payroll, I'm just curious how that's reported. Like the payroll for August is $17,000 and then September is
$4,000. I noticed that too. It's the way it posts in the bank.
That's what I thought is like the way that the money goes out. But I was just curious because it just looks jammed up here. But
funky.
I did all of the numbers. and it's all correct month by month, but when you look here, it just looks like 4,000 one month and 16,000 another month.
Exactly, but it's just the looked way it wacky. So I put it on how it's posting on the bank rec.
Okay.
So that it all, because September, that's where it came out of the bank. So,
okay.
That's why I think I should have put them prior month. Let's see if you find it. Was it
so on
October's?
Computer, on this side, it says one number.
It's correct on that. Yeah, correct.
Whatever
plus the taxes. Yeah, I went through all the numbers. They're all correct, but just the way I was. My question really is just, what is the standard accounting protocol for that? If it is to adjust it in like that, or it just looks wacky. So I don't know how people standardly do it.
Should talk to the accountant about.
Yeah, just that.
I never really thought about that, but you're right.
Yeah, because even on like the payroll, which page? Like payroll for September, you just have 915. I'm just curious in terms of like accounting practices, would it make more sense to put 930 payroll on that, and then your numbers would be balanced?
Exactly.
It's just
that totally makes sense.
And like I said, I went through all the numbers. It's all right, but it just makes it look like it's not
right.
So I'm just curious.
No, that's a good question. I'll definitely bring that up, because I was thinking that myself when I was doing
it. And once the numbers matched, I'm like, okay, that makes sense if the checks went out the next month. But in terms of like making the audit make sense and looking back on the financials, it would make more sense to have the proper month than the proper month.
True.
That's it.
I'll definitely look into that for next.
Cool. Other than that, looks good to me. Looks good to me.
And I actually got October in there, too.
Yeah, looks good.
I was trying to get caught up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Find it. I got a question for disbursements on check number, it's at the top here, Southern Cal Edison. First one, 2542. We have electric for $698. And then 2543 Edison, street lights, $511.05. Is that a normal monthly expense? We're going to incur the lights. Street lights are our responsibility. I understand that. But is that what that's moved up to because of the increase and a lot of other stuff?
Yeah, that does seem really high. But that would be also the museum is combined in that first one. But
they just seemed high for me based on what we had.
That could be, we have, that is. An August bill, so that would have been a summer month, so it is a little on the higher end because of air conditioning.
My house is
that's why
air conditioning.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
have it. Oh, you're lucky.
So the electric will go down in the winter, and then the gas will go up, like typical.
Okay.
And then the softball charges are, instead of taking money in, we're paying who? Dan
Davis, our umpire.
Oh, God. We check this?
Yeah, he gets, I believe, what's he at, $30 a game?
Yeah.
Umpires.
So I remember it's part of, the fee for them to play and stuff.
It's all worked into the budget.
Yeah.
It comes out of their softball fees.
The registration fee.
Actually a positive.
Chuck likes that one.
I know.
It's a positive.
I know you like to spend money, Sadie, but it'd be nice.
Why have money if you can't spend it?
Having to borrow.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other questions or comments about the financials? Okay. So it says discussion. So we just move forward on this. No action. Right? Okay. Steve, do we need to accept the financials?
No, that's not necessary. Okay.
Thank you. All righty. Moving on to item number 9, WCSD vision plan discussion and possible action.
We wanted to announce that we have the community meetings planned. They're in there on the flyer, and we have posted it on the website as well as social media. So it's out there, and we'd love for the community to join any of the meetings that they can attend. The first one is Wednesday, November 15th at 6:30 p.m., and then the next day, Thursday, November 16th at 9 a.m., and then Saturday, November 18th at 4 p.m. And at this meeting, we'll go over what the CSD does, what's our responsibilities, and hear feedback from the community of what you guys want us to focus on and what your vision is. And then we as a committee will compile that information and bring it back to the board. And we're hoping that January timeframe, the board can together decide the vision and strategic plan of how we want to move forward in the next, what did we decide, 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years? Just as a guideline.
Right.
So we'd love to have you guys there.
And can we post this at the post office?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so when you bring it back to the board December, right, you'll probably bring it back for like an update and whatnot, so our board can then weigh in too on things that we want to see in 1, 5, 10 years also.
Correct. So okay. We will bring back the general ideas from the community, mm-hmm. what they hope to see, compile that into a list, and then us as a board as a whole can then move forward.
Okay. And then as far as, like, you know, as a goal, how do you see it coming down on paper? Like, how do you see it, like, a book or, like, I know you've done this before, so what does that look like once we come up with a community, like, a plan? A
yeah.
Vision?
So what it looks like is basically, like, a packet, mm-hmm. strategic plan of, this is what the CSD is doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we would like to branch out to into the future. So we have $90,000 right now that we can spend, right? So based on the community feedback and board feedback, we may want to spend that on capital improvement. Spending money, I know. So what is the main priority of the community and the board? Do we want to update this community building? Do we want to update the bathrooms? And so it's more of like a guideline of what we hope to do in the future. That way it's measurable objectives.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next year, we hope to fix the bathroom situation,
mm-hmm.
right? So based on that vision of improving that for the community, our strategic plan is XYZ. We're
mm-hmm.
going to look into this, this, and this, and then that way in 6 months we can look back on that and say, did we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Did we not? And that way there's measurable objectives to, because we're in a great spot financially, Chuck, and to then put it into a strategic plan based on the vision of the community, which is who we are. We are the community. It puts us into a really good spot moving forward, just
mm-hmm.
an active plan moving forward.
Okay.
I would love to know how many people show up to these.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like we had 100 the first day. The weekend we had 2,000. You know, whatever. I don't need names. I don't need
in a community of 4,000.
I would like to see total numbers,
yeah.
so
sure.
that we're not taking information from 16 people and saying that's the entire community. And that's the community's vision of what, you know.
That's actually a really good point, Chuck. And maybe we add a like a survey aspect to it, too, push that. I think that was maybe one of our original ideas, to reach a grander audience. That's a good idea. Good point, Chuck.
That's what we did in the beginning of the grant process. And there were, like, if I'm not mistaken, there were over 100 people who weighed in at some point. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of people that might not come to these meetings for various reasons.
Could we also do possibly a Zoom meeting for those?
That's what I was thinking of.
That seems to, I mean, our board meetings were double over on Zoom.
And I'm sorry.
No.
You've been standing
voluntold. No, I'm just, he always does a Zoom voluntold. The challenge with that is just, like, people that Well, I mean, we could just do complete Zoom and not in person. It's just getting the people who are on Zoom to be able to hear the people in the audience. That was always our struggle. But maybe like a solely Zoom meeting? Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Maybe we'll add that.
Yeah.
It's Stan from Redwood, sir. Can I get someone to send me this electronically? CertRedwood@gmail.com so I can get it out to all of our members.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
And you probably already have this plan, but if we could kind of designate, like, you know, capital improvements, like that lane,
yes,
versus,
yeah,
like grants is a different lane versus, you know, different types of, you know,
yeah,
things we have in our budget and expenditures, we can go different directions so,
yeah,
that people understand what we could be spending our money on and, you know. What,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's a huge, huge part of it is just education, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not in charge of law enforcement up here. I wish we were, but we're not. And
mm-hmm.
so ideas towards how to improve law enforcement is really not our business.
Mm-hmm.
However, we can take that feedback from the community, and if it is a hot point for the community, then you look into other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's an important differentiator,
mm-hmm,
of what can the CSD do versus what can we not do and what is not our job, for lack of better words.
Mm-hmm.
And then to your point, then you group it into capital improvement is part of our duties for our buildings, for parks and recreation, for those things. And so kind of narrowing it down.
Mm-hmm. Or identifying,
right,
different types of grants for different types of,
correct,
things we want to do, because,
yes,
that's, you know, we've got one right here.
Yep, exactly.
I believe there's somewhere around 33 hours that a CSD can have.
Mm-hmm.
We have four of them.
Mm-hmm.
We, in the past, the board tried fire, and that didn't go over too well with the community. And they also tried snow plowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't. We had a consultant come in and give us a report. She used to be with
LAFCO.
Yep. And they were probably two of the only meetings where this whole place was filled.
Oh.
Till the fire marshal picked people
room
up.
Only, if you remember, at those meetings.
Yes.
And they let us know their feeling on that. Now, there's 29 other powers, you know, that maybe that comes up in a vision. Maybe we have the resources to be able to actually do the work.
Yep.
No, don't know until we see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But those are the type of things I'm hoping come out of the visions. Because other than that, I know that it looks like we got tons of money, and all we need is one catastrophe, and our reserves are gone, folks. And, you know, we should, I know I'm crying to the wind, but I'm going to put it on the record again that we need to make sure that we can handle it. If we have a grant, and we've got to pay it up front, based on what I've seen, and if for whatever reason there's a catastrophe where the state doesn't have that money again, guess where our money, the matching money, came, you know, goes. Then we're in trouble if the grant goes away because of unforeseen circumstances. Like this last year, well, they're out of money for the grant. What happened, you know, if we had put a lot of our money there to the contractors, and, you know, to get it done before waiting on grant money, then we're in a trouble type of situation. That's all I want, is just so everybody's aware of that. Okay? That was,
yeah,
my point.
And I agree with you, Chuck, on the point you said just before. I would be interested to hear if there were other things that the community wanted,
yeah,
to see the CSD take on. Because I've heard a lot of talk about having like a substation or something like that up here, and I actually do really think that's important. And you know, it's takes a while to get,
oh, God,
someone,
yes,
up here.
Yeah.
And it's not anyone's fault. It's just the way that it is nowadays. And so I would be interested to see if,
yeah,
some things came out of that, because that is something that is a function that the CSD could do.
Could do. Yeah.
Yes. So it would be good if that comes up in the meetings to be able to talk, because I know I'm not going to be, you know, you two are going to be leading those, but for people to understand that there are more than just the four powers that a CSD can do if they wanted to.
Identifying pain points.
Yep, exactly. And if there was a budget for it and whatnot. So, correct.
That's all I have.
Does anyone have anything else?
Oh, I did want to thank Tammy for the breakdown on the expenses and the revenue from
the dance
stuff. I appreciate
next
that.
Item.
Thank you.
And
it was positive, folks.
Well,
our dance classes.
And we won't have the expenses every time at the ballet bar, so the kids' ballet will actually make a little bit more than what it shows. Those are all one time. The brackets and stuff like that. So, and we'll have more classes and more and more and more.
I know. Make sure Angela doesn't take them home with hers.
Do you have a question?
Is there a way we can get the other possibility things that y'all could be in charge of?
I can send it to you.
Yeah,
it's on the LACCO website. Yeah,
there's 29 powers left.
Yeah. Yes,
you got four.
That's something that would be presented at this.
That's a good idea. I can include that. Yeah.
Whether you put all 29 of them or not, but at least we as a community could see what might be available.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's on the LACCO website, it would be great if you provided it. They call it the Baskin Robbins of services, because it's about 32 or 33.
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you for doing this. I look forward to hearing how these go. So, great. All righty. Moving on to item number 10, Parks and Recreation Dance Class Update Discussion.
Again, this is just a little update for Chuck to give a breakdown. Well, everybody, actually. Sorry. I should have done this a long time ago. Just, tells you the instructor pay and, what we spend and how much we made. And we'll actually make $1,015, next time, because we won't have, like I said, the floor markers, ballet brackets. So the profit will go up on that. And we're hoping, like I said, to offer more classes to just keep bringing that number up.
Yeah.
So even with paying an instructor, we're still covering costs.
Making
and
money. Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you for putting this down for us to see. Were there any questions about this breakdown?
Yeah, I just appreciate this for the community. And April, the instructor, is amazing. So
isn't
I'm glad
she?
That, yeah,
she's
so,
so
cute.
Fun.
So I'm glad that we can offer
Are
this
you
and
do
participate.
The long
oh, gosh, no. I will if I need to support the community. But.
It's all good.
My class right now is a mommy and me because my kid is two.
All right. Okay, thank you for that breakdown. Moving on to item number 11, Urban Greening Grant Discussion and Possible Action.
And again, like I told the board before the meeting, this is was presented to me by Vicki Reinick from the Mountaineer Progress. So she was supposed to be here at 6 o'clock to present this. I honestly don't know a whole bunch about it. And it's actually due November 20th, so I don't really know if anyone had a chance to read it.
Is this in our packet?
Yes. And then this is just a little more explanation of what it is.
And do we know how much the grants are?
Like
I
said,
I don't know much
because this Vicki was going to present this.
Yes.
So all I know is it's, trying to improve the greenhouse gases and all that good stuff, emissions, mitigate the effects of this says extreme heat. Eligible urban greening projects will reduce GHG emissions and water pollutants, air pollutants, and it just goes on and on. But
part of what I know Bruce LeClaire has been bringing up every year is the special septic tanks or whatever.
And that's what I believe she wanted this grant for was to help with these new ecosystems.
Right, I also heard, you know, that it was initially looking to put those special tanks on the other side of the bathrooms. But then you still got to connect the businesses to those tanks.
Correct.
Which means we'll have to tear up the streets again, that type
of
thing.
No. It all goes underground. You don't have to tear up the streets.
Okay, well,
which we said initially when we started this. That's what I was
saying. Okay, well, that's the problem is, you know, when it says, and I wish she was here.
I do too.
But, you know, I look at this and it says the urban greening grant discussion and possible action. Well, until I know how much, what's the plan, what are we doing to publicize it, what are we doing to get a contractor, because I assume it's going to be more than the 25 grand to do this, especially hooking up the different businesses to them. And part of it, I guess, is handles with these tanks. Another part of the gas goes into the ground. This is the way I understand it. I don't know if that's true or not. But those type of issues need to be discussed. We got to get the bid in the paper. We got to do all the stuff that we just went through with, what was the other one?
I think she just wanted to get some kind of approval to kind of get it moving since grants take so long.
But I certainly...
But without her
being
here, I can't. I'm not going to say anything.
I understand. But I'm willing to vote on let's explore it.
It's due on the 20th, so to be honest, to get prepare a grant that quickly, I find it very hard, unless she's been working on it, you know, I don't know, but that's awfully quick to get it together.
To know unless we get this information.
Yeah. And I apologize, she told me she'd be here 6 o'clock to present it, and...
I appreciate her effort here, but I think we are going to have to pass on this one. And thankfully, we have the Lahontan situation in progress already, which is to seek out a plan.
Yes.
It's not to do anything. So all those things you just brought up will be handled with the creation of a plan, and we're hoping to get that plan creation paid for. So I think that's a better situation than this.
You know what you're voting on.
I agree, but I couldn't rip. She said to be here and she's not, so I apologize.
Do we have to just table it or move on?
Yeah, I think we just, I mean, I don't think there's anything we can really vote on right now because we don't really have a plan. I do like that this was presented. I think this is something we should be looking for on a consistent basis, maybe looking at this California Grants portal and seeing things that fit, things that we want to do. But the way that I read it, it sounds like we have to have some type of plan in place anyways in order to have it reimbursed. So, and it's reimbursements, right? So we don't have anything.
And I believe it's 80-20 also, you know.
Yeah, so...
Oh, the retention was one that before I knew about this, where it says there's a 10% reduction or retention. Then I heard there was a 25%, 75-25, the retention, you know, all unknown, but what does the retention mean? Is that something that we would have to come up with? Or is that after everything is signed off by the grantee? Is it state or that she's looking at?
I believe
it's like California grants.
The state, that if they sign off that we even get the retention back, that's to cover their vetting with contractors. And that is my guess, but it's not spelled out anywhere.
Exactly. That's, and I apologize.
No,
I said, I thought she was coming.
No, but I do like the idea, and I appreciate her bringing it here, and hopefully we can just keep an eye out for things like this in the future.
They'll repeat them, too, every few months, so I'll keep my eyes open, too.
Okay, great. All right, then we will table this, I guess, or would just...
If
they don't apply.
The due date is November 20th, so...
Okay. Well,
unless you have a special meeting.
No, we don't have anything going, but please thank Vicki for doing this. Okay, then we will move on to item number 12, director's comments. Start with Chuck.
Just I'd like to thank Tammy and Angela on the work that they've been doing. Dealing with auditors, I actually had a call to me from the auditors and pointed Sadie, your ears had to be burned.
I was curious why I didn't get a call. Went to Chuck.
Those auditors called. That's
funny.
You know, so.
Oh, they never called?
No. They usually only call one board member each year. Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
It's me. They've done a lot of work. They're continuing to do. I just simply because we're coming into the point of the year where we should be getting, 80% of our revenue could start to come in from property taxes for December and, January or those type of months where we get the majority of whatever revenue we're getting besides what we're doing together. So a little bit more detail in the sense of if page one says this, page two should match it or have an explanation that this was a three-month pay period. You know, those type of things I don't think would hurt just so that we can see that aspect of it. And I appreciate you guys doing the stuff on this. Like I said, my only thing was give me numbers of how many people that were there. So that really know if we can get the Zoom and that, you're right, it increases it. I appreciate the agencies coming. And just so you guys know, after we get the reports, unless you want to stay and you're more than welcome to stay for the entire meetings,
they'll be here all night.
Go for it. We won't hold you covered. So. But
tomorrow morning.
Are you sure you don't need some water?
And I would also like to look into Natalie, the substation. I'm totally in agreement with that. Because it sure seems like whether Facebook is real or not, and I'm not on it, but my wife is, and somebody got broken into. Somebody did, it's like it seems like the vandalism and other stuff is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And, what are they going to do? They service Victorville and us, mm-hmm. and they're located in Phelan, across from Staters. They ain't going to get up here real quick if there's this, issues. So, I'd love to have somebody that was here.
Yeah, and I'm going to go on the record and say I'm not saying that's what we have to do. I'm just saying I've seen conversations about that. I've heard that we've had that before. And even aside from that, some type of security or paid security or something where someone was patrolling and stuff on a consistent basis. I just there's many ideas. I don't think that we should just go build something tomorrow. But it would be nice to see if we'd have the opportunity to do something to maybe show people that it's not as easy to commit crimes in Wrightwood because we're so far away.
Comment was strictly for thanks someone, I think it was you now, that brought it up as far as that. I know we can't do it next month.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you. Christy?
All right. I'll just second Chuck in thanking Tammy and Angela for putting this together and then doing all the legwork and all the meetings and all that stuff and the audits and all that. So thank you. And then thank you to everybody here for coming out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Lexis?
Same. Thank you all. And thank you. I think both of you are working on the vision together. So thank you for putting those meetings together and all of that. Thank you both for coming all the way up here. I know that that's a drive. It's nice to see everyone here.
I just want to circle back to the video and all of that. I sent you the contact information of the guy that does the hardware stores, security cameras and all of that. And I think that really needs to be a top priority for us is keeping our property safe and making it uncomfortable for people to be around and do bad things around here, keeping Little League safe. That is so huge to me. And in terms of substation and communication about that, I think a big help to those conversations is if we do a feasibility study or something of that sort is just understanding, again, what we can and can't do and what can be helped. And is it a supplemental security system? Is it supplemental security for Parks and Rec that can issue tickets during the wintertime. And so the studies like that open up the conversation for things like that. So I think it's so important to have that and to explore everything. So thank you guys for all the work that you do. And it's been a busy month, and just your safety is so important to me. So please, video camera, everything we need to keep you guys safe, the community safe, needs to be top priority.
Thank you. Now, you guys said everything I wanted to say, so ditto. I appreciate everybody being involved. I think, you know, to your point, what you just said there, I really like what you have to say as far as, like, educating the community on what the CSD is. I still think that's so important since 2017. I mean, we've been around since 2017, and I think that there's still a lot of confusion on what the CSD is, what the CSD can do. And so if you guys can open that wider conversation to what that is here, I think it would be extremely beneficial to help people understand what we do now, what we could do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just wonderful. So I appreciate you guys taking on this project. This is, to me, one of the next big things that we're going to do. So I look forward to hearing about it. And thank you all to the board for your time. Thank you to Steve. I know we didn't ask too many questions tonight, but we appreciate you, Steve, and your counsel as always. And thank you to our staff. And yes, thank you to the audience, to the agencies. Thank you all. And we look forward to seeing you for our next board meeting, which is item number 13, future board meeting, Tuesday, December 5th, 2023 at 5:30 p.m.
December.
Mm-hmm. The year's almost over. So thank you all for being here. This meeting is adjourned at 6:33 p.m. Thank you.